This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I wanted to play. I want to play. I want to be on the field. You know, I tried to do as much as I could to make that possible and create a situation where we were both comfortable. But, you know, I think, you know, most of those discussions went on, you know, with my agent and with Joe. And, yeah, you know, I want to play. I want to be on the field. But it's an unfortunate business side of the game.
That's Daniel Jones. So which team has talked about Daniel Jones? Well, reporting on the Lions here, they didn't talk about him. His name came up, but they didn't talk about him. It's kind of a funny little story here.
Isn't that the same thing?
Well, Dan Campbell, he said, we haven't really talked about that. The name's come up, but it's not like we sat down and talked, so I don't want to give you a yes or no. Just having fun envisioning that conversation. You're in a room. Someone just says, you and me. I just say, Daniel Jones? Uh-huh. And then no one says another word for 10 minutes.
Right, because then that would be his name came up and
right.
You didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk about it. The name came up.
Yeah.
Nobody said a word.
Yeah, they only gave the body language only.
It might not be a bad idea. Their backup is Hendon Hooker.
Right. Who might be, he might be okay. Wasn't he only drafted in the third round because he had like a devastating injury in college? But he's also never played in the NFL before. So, you'd be trusting someone who's never played in the NFL before, which I might say is a better idea than Daniel Jones, who I think stinks. Right?
Yep.
I saw Mike Jannetty tweeting this out yesterday that, like, anyone for the Bills talking about him, like, isn't Mitch Trubisky just, like, the same thing? Like, what are you thinking Daniel Jones is? He's gonna take sacks. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to run a little bit. He's going to fumble. He's going to throw picks. Like, just... I don't know. I don't. There's nothing impressive about him to me. He had, and also, what is this love affair the Giants have with him? Like some legend just left the team. Like there's like an ongoing like war between Rich Gannon and someone from ESPN back and forth about how they're treating Daniel Jones' departure. Like the dude's not Eli Manning.
Right.
He stunk. He won one playoff game in 6 years. I don't know. Just it was a little strange. I think he got like a press conference, like leaving out the door. He had like a written message or something too.
He wrote a statement about the team.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. Little weird.
803-0550 our number. Bills and Niners. If you have a thought on it, I got a random thing to throw at you here. They're on ESPN right now. They're talking who's going to represent the NFC, Lions or Eagles, and they were split 50-50.
Yeah,
and it really might be only those two teams. Just, you know, for a little Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving fun, if I were to tell you the Bills make the Super Bowl and you ask me who do they play, if I said Lions and I said Eagles, what does your body go through when you hear each of those names? Like Bills-Lions or Bills-Eagles? Is there any difference in the way you feel about it?
A little bit. And I
like chances of winning or matchup or again, I know I'm putting the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Okay,
but just let me have a minute here.
So I need someone to quickly dispel this fear because I don't think it's a real fear. Because the first, I don't think I like my gut reaction. My gut reaction was the Lions won't feel like the Super Bowl.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Bills and Lions.
Okay.
That's the Super Bowl.
It sounds great to me.
I know. Like
it's just
reality, this is not going to happen, I don't think. But my mind, my body immediately went, oh, that's a preseason game.
You might change.
I've got 20 years of baked in fourth preseason games that are making me like, that's the team? We finally make the Super Bowl? And my whole life goes by. They finally make it. Who are they playing? Detroit. But I know Detroit's better now. I know Detroit's earned it.
And you're going to get a dress rehearsal in a couple of weeks. Where watching Bills Lions both be good,
right?
Maybe that'll prime you for it.
Also, the game would not be in Detroit, which I think would help.
Sure, right.
It would be in New Orleans. You wouldn't have the aesthetic of something about Ford Field. Just it doesn't ever feel like, it doesn't yet feel like a big game to me when it's at Ford Field.
There's also, it's funny, like the way we all feel about different franchises, like Bills Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, like my blood boils already and I'm ready to go to war. And Bills Lions in the Super Bowl, there's a little bit of a, you know, I kind of like those Lions. I hope Bills beat them.
Yeah.
I've got nothing bad to say about them. The reason I ask you this question is the flip side is you tell me Bills Eagles, and I'm starting to brood over it like, cannot lose to the Eagles.
C4
cannot lose.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, this is dumb. I'm in the Super Bowl and they're losing to the Eagles in my head, and no, the Eagles would make me upset. Is I guess what I'm saying. I don't.
If they were to beat the Bills,
just if they, I just don't like them.
What's your problem with the Eagles again?
I don't know.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of me with the Giants. So
I don't like them. I don't like them that they made the Super Bowl 2 years ago because they got a free pass all the way there. I don't like it.
Yeah, but this time they would have earned it probably.
Probably.
If they go through Green Bay and Detroit and get there, like they are smoking teams right now. They are dragging teams.
Yep.
They're so different than last year.
Last year they had a better
record, but last year they were not impressive. They were the Chiefs last year. This year they look unbelievable, and their defense is a lot better. Right. For matchup purposes, I'm not sure I've really thought too much about there being a big difference between the two.
Well, I don't need to get that far.
Yeah.
The Niners are a team you might have thought would have been one.
You know the team I think I really want? I think I for all of it, rooting against them, you know, it wouldn't necessarily kill me if they lost to this opponent, and also it would feel like the Super Bowl is if they played Green Bay. I think my dream opponent for them, just on vibes and feeling, is they play the Packers.
A Bills-Packers
Super Bowl. Bills-Packers Super Bowl. Just whenever I hear it, just hits me, it hits me right. That being the matchup. And I think I definitely think it's Lions 1 and Eagles 2 for winning the NFC, but I don't think the Packers are that far behind. Like, when Love's been healthy, he has been great again. Like, all of his numbers against pressure are good. Against man coverage, he's one of the best in the league. Like, he's had all these good numbers. Like, I think the roster's pretty good all around. I like the coach. Like, I think the Packers, they're third in their division, which maybe is why they're a little further down right now. But I think Green Bay is very capable of getting on a run. But it's just going to be tougher for them because they have to go on the road and do it.
I wonder about their game this week against the Dolphins. Like, that's a big one for both teams.
Yeah. I want to be on Green Bay for that game.
Steven Lancaster before the break. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hi, yeah. The Bills and Lions in the Super Bowl, the Bills were created in a Detroit boardroom in 1959, this being Super Bowl 59. You know, just one of those silly things.
Yeah.
But they are the two best teams in the league, no question.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Will the Lions stumble? They do have a tough finish.
Like, will they stumble enough to not win their division? Because they're only a game up.
I just mean to not finish 16-1. It goes Bears, Packers, Bills, Bears, Niners, Vikings. I mean, that the Bills are the Bills their toughest game?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are the road games again? They're at the Niners and at the Bears,
at
you said?
At the Niners and at the Bears.
Yeah, the Bills are their toughest game.
Because they...
I mean, they've got a few. Like, their division games are tough. And what are the Niners by the time they play them, you know?
Yeah. 803-0550. Worst call Wednesday coming up. It will involve a call to a sports radio station where a person that's a fan of a team suggested, yes, the team is being paid to lose by a cartel.